On the 2013 CTIC Conservation in Action Tour, I'm visiting with Mike Plummer. And first of all, Mike, tell me where you're from and what you do.
I'm from Illinois, southern Illinois to be exact. And right now I'm a consultant on cover crops and cropping systems.
We're at a stop early in the tour looking at soil health and some of the practices and things that are being worked on here in Livingston County. What are you demonstrating here at your stop?
Well, basically at this stop, we're looking at the several different cover crops that are an option for farmers to plant, and there's a wide range of how they could be utilized. So this is just a demonstration to show them what the cover crop would look like in this situation.
Are any of these showing promise and out maybe being more actively used in this area, do you know?
All of these here are very actively used and can be used in this area. Mm-hmm. And that's what we discussed was the timing and the management on how to utilize them.
What's the value that we're seeing? I know CTIC had a report just came out recently about some of the benefits cover crops have.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of benefits. One, we're capturing nitrogen, holding that nitrogen so we don't lose it. We're increasing root infiltration so we get more water movement in the soil. We're adding more biological activity. We're adding organic matter to the soil. And as a result, we're typically seeing yield increases when we utilize them.
I think in this Indian Creek watershed, we had a real drought year last year. Where cover crops have been used, there was a little better yield, even in that drought.
Yeah, there's significant better yields, and the farmer that I'm talking with today said his yields were 50 bushel an acre better where he had the cover crop.
Wonderful. Well, I know you got another group coming up, so thank you very much for visiting with me here on the CTIC Conservation in Action Tour. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.